to contact us with the ways you have, visit our Facebook page, watch us on YouTube in case you can't watch us live, and send us your questions, share your thoughts, and email us. We'll be right back after a short break. Stay tuned, please.
In ourselves, isn't this proof enough for us? Or are we so blind to push it all aside? No, we just have to open our eyes, our hearts and minds. If we just look right, we'll see the signs. We can't keep hiding from the truth and let it take us by surprise. Protect us in the best way. Every single day, keep us close to you until the end of time. Open your eyes, your heart and mind. If you just look right, you'll see the signs. We can't keep hiding from the truth and let it take us by surprise. Protect us in the best way. Guide us every single day. Keep us close to you until the end of time. You created everything, we belong to you. Yeah, Lord, we raise our hands forever, we thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome back, dear viewers. Thanks for being with us today. Dr. Qambari, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Open Talk.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you very much.
Really happy you could be here with us today.
Thanks.
From the last few programs, we have reached in our discussion a point where there is now a hegemony of oppression across the world. So at this point in time, what is it that happens now once there is a hegemony of oppression?
Thank you. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَبِهِ نَسْتَعِينَ إِنَّهُ خَيْرُ نَاصِرٍ وَمَعِينٍ. Indeed, the first phase of the end of time that is described within the ahadith and the tradition that we have in the Islamic context, the first phase is the hegemony of oppression. So indeed, there is oppression coming and covering the whole universe, seas, mountains, jungles, and cities and villages, and all the places are covered by that. But this is just cover. You know, it is like foam, it is covering the water. But indeed, in the deepest layer and the second layer of that, there is pure water and pure life and pure justice, you know, among the hearts of people, the minds of people. And this, you know, core, I mean the justice as a core within the human nature, is coming and flowing, okay? And demonstrating, projecting itself to the external world. And people who are just and returning back to their own origin, God-given nature in their mind, in their heart, they start challenging this, you know, situation. And they start criticizing status quo, what is covering them, what is, you know, forcing them to behave in a certain cases and certain places and certain ways. So what we call it in from cultural, you know, perspective as the thinking pattern of lifestyle. You know, in all the time we have some patterns that we are thinking within that framework, and no one can, you know, go away from that, you know, framework, because some of them are forced and imposed from the external world. Some of them are created by ourselves. But anyway, these are patterns that we are living. And within the era and time that is full of oppression, we are thinking within that oppressional framework, and we think that the time should be like this, or should be worse than this. Okay, all the people say, okay, we cannot have, you know, good day or better day than today, because every day that we're experiencing becoming worse and worse. Okay, so that's the patterning system that we are living in, and the people who are in the place of, you know, tendency toward justice, they have or their own tendency toward justice, they start challenging and criticizing that status quo and say, okay, this is the pattern that we're thinking within that. So how long should it be continuing? Okay, so we have to change it because this is not just, this is not fair. They start challenging in their mind, and then what happens in their mind is new pattern of lifestyle. And they say we have to change this pattern to live peacefully, to live in a very just way of life. And then this challenging that is happening in the mind of people, I mean, mental challenging of the status quo, may lead us toward some, you know, thinking of a thinking pattern or thinking system that we call it as the doctrinal approach toward the reality, toward the status quo. We think that we should return back to the justice, return back to our God-given nature, and then this is the belief happens and appears in our mind, and then after happening that in the mind, a mental, you know, existence of the idea, people a little bit try to export it to the external world, to implement it in the external world, and then in the practice, something happened that we will talk about, that about justice and the movement about implementing justice in the external world.
Okay, interesting. So I mean, you could say that it seems like you've divided these challenges into theoretical challenges and practical challenges that will be faced during this.
And the starting point is the mind. You know, first of all, we have to think about ourselves and our attitudes toward the status quo that we're experiencing right now. And that is the challenge of justice and oppression in our mind. This is theoretical, you know, practices and challenging.
Right.
And then after that, we have to export, you know, whatever exists in our mind to the external world. And then step by step to, you know, implement that.
I think this concept about the theoretical challenges is really interesting. If you could please just further detail a little bit, what kind of theoretical challenges? I know you were talking about the minds of the people and the awakening. If you could please elaborate.
You know, we are living, but not in all the way we are living in the real world. Most of the time we are living within whatever we are imagining, we are thinking.
Right.
So we build our way of life first within the framework of theories, ideas, and opinions that we have with respect to ourselves, the other people, and the whole universe. So, for example, some people say, okay, today the end of time is there, and we cannot do anything better to better our lifestyle, to make ourselves, you know, improved and developed. This is not possible.
Right.
So this impossibility is going to be created in our mind, theoretically. But indeed, if we try our best, we can change something in the real world. But first of all, people say, if you change your mind, then you can change your external world, the reality. So because of that, the theoretical challenges is the departure point for any challenge in the external world, any change in the external world. First, for example, in the hadith, it is mentioned that the one who is thinking that he is a poor man, he's empty-handed man, then if the one thinks in this way, he necessarily should become poor because of thinking in this way. Just thinking about poverty, it attracts poverty. This is what we see. Thinking about successfulness attracts successfulness. You know, we can become successful in this world. So for the sake of that, the whole people who are suffering from oppression in this world, suffering from tyrant regimes, especially in the religious world, who are suffering from the kings and the people who are heading down societies, they are tyrants and doing oppression and mischief and misbehavior with them. So why this is so? Because people are thinking that this is the best way we can deal with that ruler, with that tyrant. Otherwise, we should be killed or to be arrested by that tyrant regime or to be sent to the exile and jail or something like that. Because they are thinking this way, this oppressional situation is continuing all
it
the time.
It makes it worse.
Okay. The first step for changing the reality, that oppressional system and status quo, is to create some change within the mind of people to say, oh, people, don't think within that framework that the other people, like tyrant people, are imposing that idea and that framework to your mind, to your heart. You have to get rid of all of these, you know, thinking patterns and to find some solution, to find some outlet from that situation framework. then you can go to the experiencing practice and the something
right.
External.
Excellent. Yeah, it brings to mind the statement that a mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Yes.
At this point, Sheikh, if we can go ahead, let's take a quick break. Please stay with us. We will be right back.